Blog Talk Radio.
Now this is an upgrade. And away we go. Hey. Get used to this.
The best way to see the world is to experience it with travel upgrades and private events from Chase Sapphire Reserve. Chase, make more of what's yours.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah. Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is just nod your fucking head. Yeah. Yeah. Break your fucking neck, bitches. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go now. Where we going now? Where we going now? Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away, nigga. Talk to a nigga, talk to me. You look like you can really give it to a nigga. From the way you're talking, the way you try to walk for me, the way you really try to put it on a guard. Doing it like I never did before for me. The way you break your back and I break your neck, and the way you try to put it on the floor for me. Come on, come on, come on. Oh yeah, tell me what my niggas are at. Okay. Let me bless y'all niggas one time when I lock it down and I hit you with that. That bomb shit, y'all niggas know all day we be making it drop. Y'all niggas know every time we come through this motherfucker, we be always taking a ride. So let me blow this bitch. Y'all niggas know when we come, we be making it flop. The way we making it hot, I make a nigga wanna stop. Get money, get cash, that check for me. All my niggas just bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head. Did you break your motherfucking neck for me?
Just let me give you whiskey, shake you, rock it. Your shit with me, cause you see me. Why you keep bouncing up and down the street?
So nod your head and
break your rock, nigga. Break your rock, nigga. Break your rock, nigga.
Bang your head until you start to
break your rock.
Bang niggas in the head and we do it to death. We fool them back, wood in the fire, boy, you know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. So fuck it up just a little for my niggas every time we come through. Niggas know that we did it for y'all.
Uh-huh.
And the way we do it for the people, niggas know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce.
Come on.
In the daytime or the night when you keep on the low, we just bang this shit up in the truck while you break your nigga motherfuckers out of pick up my flow. See the way we come right through,
when we come right through,
we be always blowing the spot again and again and make a nigga really wanna stop. Better tell your crew your peace, so my niggas better put their troops on and gather up your soldier niggas. You know you better keep your boots on. Put my niggas in the place.
Ayo,
raise your hands high now. And the way we put it down, make a nigga wonder what he really gonna try now. What you really wanna do? Just place your bet and put your money where your mouth is. Put my niggas in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you whiskey, shit to rock it. Your shit with me, cause you think we want it. You keep bouncing up.
My nigga watch, I'll be shutting it down. The way we put it on, coming through like a steamroller. Me and Dre, nigga, ain't no fucking around.
My nigga, what?
Yeah, what up? Me and my team got a link, cause you know we stay chopping it up. And when we get up in the club, all of my niggas at the bar, now we locking it up. And we get a little high, and we get a little drunk, and we get a little drunk.
Go.
Let me give y'all niggas some shit that make you wanna bang this out your trunk.
Come on!
Get money, get cash, that check for me. All my niggas just bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head, did you break your motherfucking neck for me?
Just let me give you this shit to rock it. Your shit with me, cause you
start the
Yeah. Yo, this is a product of WBNN, and this is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where if we win that Super Bowl, we're going to spray paint Go Eagles on the side of your decorated up Dodge Challenger and flip your shit over. If you're a Cowboys fan living in the middle of North Philly and never been to Texas. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Tom. Yes, and we're here because you know it's going to get real spicy tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Because the subject tonight is on patience and gratitude. Patience and gratitude. You know what I'm saying? We're going to wrap gratitude around this patience here. Because patience, everything pertaining to life requires it. I don't care if it's something simple as pouring a glass of water. You know what I'm saying? First of all, pouring a glass of water, you need balance, for one. For two, you need a steady hand, for two. For three, you need the proper level of eye measurement, you know what I'm saying? So you know how where you're pouring it at, you know what I mean? You won't know where you're pouring your thing at, you know what I'm saying? You go, cause
this is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN.
As I was saying, as a result of that, you know what I'm saying, being hasteful with pouring yourself a glass of water, you know what I mean, you're going to spill your shit all over the floor, all over the counter, and all over the place. You're going to need a Swiffer or a quicker pickup or whatever the hell you want to get, you know what I'm saying? Get your Depends diapers or whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Get your weave scarf. I don't care. You get it up off the floor. You see what I'm saying? Or let's check this out, people. Running red lights or something. Stop running red lights and get struck down by lightning over there on Roosevelt Boulevard with the cameras, you know what I'm saying? Throwing $93 million over there trying to get to Walmart somewhere. You feel me? Your tickets, you know, tickets, and they will take your damn vehicle. You know what I'm saying? John Street made $15 million. Off of taking vehicles out here. You see what I'm saying? That's where we live at. Let's try speed cooking. You know what I mean? You will burn your shit. You will, hold on, undone burnt fried chicken is what you wind up with. You know what I'm saying? Being impatient, trying to cook your food out here. You see what I'm saying? So let's take a definition of impatience here. This is having or showing a tendency of quickly being irritated or provoked. You hear that, folks? Having or showing a tendency to be quickly irritated or provoked. You're provoked, so you got on your own goddamn nerves and you let people help you. That's what happened to you. You see what I'm saying? Look, restless. You're restlessly eager. You know what I'm saying? You're nervous. You're fretful. You're edgy. You're jumpy. You're jittery. You're uptight. And overall, you're anxious, because anxiety is the number one suspect of impatience, people. When, you know what I'm saying, if you're an impatient person and you don't know how to practice patience for nothing, you know what I'm saying, really you're overwhelmed by anxieties. You see what I'm saying? And this disorder pops up in a lot of discussions here. It pops up in a lot of conditions in which we all have out here as human beings, you know what I mean? Can't nobody escape the grind up. That's all I got to say about it. Y'all can fight me if you got a problem with it, you know what I'm saying? You can meet me right there on Broad Street, boxing gloves and no boxing gloves, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we can duct tape spray paint cans to our hands and slap box in the middle of the street. Then I'll order some Crown Chicken. But check this out. We're going to take a look at these anxieties, because a lot of people, this is commonly for the people, you know what I mean? For one, we have generalized anxiety disorders, which is caused by chronic anxiety, you know what I mean? Exaggerated worry or tension, even when there's nothing going on, none or little, to provoke this situation here, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just everything getting on your damn nerves. You know what I'm saying? The alarm clock went off. You want to shoot at it. You feel what I'm saying? Your dog barking. You hate them. You want to hang them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody honking a horn. You know what I'm saying? You want to crash into their shit. You feel what I'm saying? Everything is on getting on your nerves. That's generalized anxiety disorder. Boom. You got a obsessive, compulsive disorder. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is caused by or characterized by recurring, unwanted thoughts, you know what I'm saying, obsessions, and or repetitive behaviors, you know what I'm saying? You know, such as washing your hands, hand washing, you know, counting money over and over, you know what I mean, cleaning, wiping the same spot down over and over, folding the same clothes up, shaving your balls every 5 minutes, whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? You know, these things in which makes a person that, you know, have the thought of making these thoughts go away, you know what I mean? You might be pondering on things that may get on your nerves, but you do these things to kind of distract yourself from it. You know, temporarily, you know what I mean? This is a formula form, but, you know, not performing these things could increase in higher levels of anxiety if the person is not able to perform these, you know, these OCDs, you know what I'm saying? Then, thirdly, we got panic disorder. You know what I mean? This is characterized by unexpected and repeated episodes of intense fear accompanied by physical symptoms. You know what I'm saying? People be going through all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? Chest pains, heart problems and acting up. You know what I mean? Shortness of breath, dizziness, or abdominal stress, a.k.a. shitting on yourself. How's that? You might be having a conversation and somebody say something funny and you bust out laughing and you sharted down your damn tights or something. I don't know what the hell you got on. You mean? So that's that one. Then you got post-traumatic stress disorders. You know, this could develop after experiencing or the exposure of a terrifying event or physical harm, you know, these things may trigger PTSD, you know what I mean, a violent assault or, let's say, natural human-caused disasters or accidents, whatever kind of accidents. You might have got bopped upside the head with a frying pan or something. You dig what I'm saying? Or military combat. You know what I'm saying? You might have been where Rambo was at. Who the hell knows? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You might have got tied to a tree or something. And they fed you dope while coyotes or something was woofing at your ass or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Then lastly, you have social phobia disorder. You know what I mean? You're overwhelmed by excessive self-consciousness, you know, in everyday social situations. Like your fear of speaking in formal or informal situations, like, you know what I mean? You don't want to, you fear that people not going to like what you got to say or whatever you got going on there. Or you're eating or drinking in front of others, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to do none of this stuff. I remember one time I was sitting in front of somebody and we was eating pizza and they pulled out a fork. They pulled out a fork on me. He was eating pizza with a fork. Matter of fact, same person was eating chicken wings with a fork. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell eat chicken wings with a fork, man? Goddamn. I don't know. But this is social phobia disorder. But anyway, these things are areas in which we practice the impatience. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And, you know, furthermore, dealing with matters without any patience at all in some cases and matters. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't realize this when it's happening. But we are in our own phantom zone, people, when these things be happening, you know what I'm saying? But check this out. I'm going to get a little bit further into that, you know what I'm saying? You know, but first, and I'm going to tell you with types of levels of patience. But first, I want to get a track in by DJ Brother O. DJ Brother O, could you drop something on this one time, brother?
Yeah, another one of them flip mode joints. What's the value? Yeah. Word mother, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Just sing to the next thing, to the back. Make you feel good, make you feel alright. One time, feel good, yeah, y'all. Bust the rounds in the place, y'all. Nigga, you feel real good, y'all. Flip most of the blood in the place, y'all.
Buck wild, but all of my people people who don't care. Lost like a bunch of young black millionaires. Making it run, me and my back in my one. Lost a little invest up in the mutual fund. Blowing the horn, a piece of every day I was born. Never dream I see the new landscape in my lawn. Dangerous, my nickel should be accurate. Have to get the floaty so immaculate. Ayo, watching my dough, sipping my mo. Sipping it slow, them pretty women saying hello. Anyway, go ahead and display your olive ole. Little honey dip within a little cabriolet. I don't mean to hold you up, but I got something to say. Swear to only give you hot every day. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
Business, we could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. You're too much of us, it's dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode fault is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Hold your breath, we swinging it from right to left. With the Y clef, you know my hot to death. Staying alive, you know only the strongest survive. Holding my under my seat, whipping the fly. Baseline for all of my people moving around. Give me your pound, all of my squad, holding it down. Cutting you up, the new rocking you up, blowing you up. My black hole, sucking you up. Back in the days, like rubber used to be down. Now I'm rubber, holding several money market accounts. Blaze the street, and then I would just like to announce. Feeling my groove, my jigger, making you bounce. Others is fed, me and my squad, breaking the bread. Stay getting it, we got you suckers holding your head. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This is serious, we could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Too much of us is dangerous, so dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous, we so dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous. Come on.
Step up in the club, take me to my reserve seat. Coming around, all of my people surround me. So much bottles of liquor, y'all brothers to drown me. Making you drunk, feeling the funk, blazing the stay hitting with the that blow a hole in your trunk. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Cause too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous. Come on.
Yes, that is Brother O jamming on the sticks tonight, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? We building it up and standing them up. Got my man Buster Bust out here, you know what I mean? Flip mode is the squad on them, you know what I mean? And I'm live from Lagos, you know what I mean? Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, we on patience and gratitude, you know what I mean? And before I got a little treat and surprise for y'all, you know what I'm saying? But before I do that, I want to give y'all a few tips on these types of patience that we could practice here. These are the forms, the three forms in which we should focus on practicing patience. The first is patience and, you know, afflictions, which is the bitterness of troubles and misfortunes. You know what I'm saying? Again, to bear the bitterness of the troubles and misfortunes in which we fall upon us. You know what I'm saying? You know, verily calamities will fall upon us. You know what I'm saying? We'll be tested with things. You know what I mean? The second level is patience and obedience, which is to bear the difficulty in performing what we are commanded to do. You know what I mean? Such as following the rules and regulations according to what has been prescribed for us as human beings. You know what I mean? We're not going to get into that because that conversation is a little touchy for people who don't understand how to understand it. You know what I'm saying? You know, there are commands and methodologies in which we should be doing. We practicing, you know what I'm saying, correctly in order to get closer to success out here. Then third, patience and sins, which is to stop and refrain from committing them. You know what I mean? Despite the attraction to them. You know, we know the desires out here that we ain't supposed to be getting into. You know what I mean? Where these are the things that lead us down the wrong route. And then we got to practice more in patience with other things because we done fucked up. You see what I'm saying? But I got a little surprise for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I would like to bring on a guest tonight. You know what I'm saying? I have a young lady, a talented young lady, you know what I'm saying? And maybe she can help me out with some of these things in which we discussed tonight, you know, on what we got going on. Hey, brother, oh, we got Lil Mama in the building, you know what I'm saying? Who we got in the building?
Am I on? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we got you on, Lil Mama. What's happening? Can you tell us who you are? Tell the people who you are. We almost had 20 million, so please tell them who you are.
Yes, absolutely. Hello, and thank you for allowing me to be in the building. I am Krishna Costa. I am the Optimum Lifestyle Advocate, and what I do is I empower women to take accountability for their life, strengthen their inner voice, and learn how to and understand how to understand their process now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes.
So basically, patience and gratitude.
Yes. So tell me, I got a few questions for you real quick. You know, so how, you know, as far as what you do and you know, as far as building up with your strategies and what you do for the young and older ladies out here, you know what I mean? How do you practice patience, if any, if you practice any?
So patience to me is like sitting with myself, I guess you would say, trying to figure out what is it that I want, what is it that I am striving for. And then, so sitting with myself, consulting with God, and then, like you said, taking the time to bear the obstacles, the challenges, everything that comes in the meantime, in between time, before I get to see that success. So with sitting and saying, okay, I want this, and then allowing yourself to go to the process that actually looks like, as far as manifesting goes.
Oh, of course, because absolutely, I feel as though a lot of times we have to let these things ensue on their own. If, however, we pursue these things, we may set ourselves up for disappointments and failures and things like that, where now we got to practice other levels of impatience, where we acting and speaking out in terms in which we may, you know, we may regret later on. So let me ask you this. Now let's flip it a little bit, because everyone doesn't be good, but this doesn't happen to everyone. But I'll ask you, does becoming anxious, if any times you become anxious, does this divert you from things like, you know, concentration or things that you may, you know, does it distract you from completing tasks at times?
Yeah, sometimes. But I guess it's like the trick is to understand. So I'm glad that you put anxiety and correlated to the patience, even just breaking down what being impatient really is, right? When you get to put words to it, it settles and you get to visualize what that is. So what you explain as far as anxiety goes, it's like, of course, I'll feel that. And I feel like that is the warning or the signal that I need to slow down and then tune in.
Okay. Yes. Because I got to turn my volume down sometimes. I put my stuff on an EQ. You know, a lot of these things, I try to balance these things out like it's, we're listening to the stereo, and we want the bass to be nice and, you know, you want to hear some boom on there. You got treble, you want to hear a couple of little highs, some mids, and some lows. you know, this is what we do. So
this is
how we do that, you know what I mean? And we try to quit and place things out on a scale, you know what I mean? But check this out. Lil Mama, we want to get little. I want to get into a little bit which how you practice things, you know what I'm saying? But we got a track coming in by internet legend DJ Brother O. Spill it on me.
Yeah. As a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. Then they said, oh, so that means you're gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, nigga, what a surprise. Give you something, make that nigga close over your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, flat, the mind's full of your quips. You know we coming all on supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, nigga name still sweating your brain. Now niggas had enough? Give me some more. Now niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Yo, Slip, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you could
give me some more.
With the cars in the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Flash with a rash. Give me my cash. Look at my ass. Running with my money. Sung around with a blast. Do what you want. A nigga cut in the corner. You fucking up the order. Go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo. She telling those on how you switch to a bitch. Little fake funny style. Nigga chill with a snitch. So now I pass you straight. I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me. You know my niggas to pass through. Cartier, Sydney 48. Hooray shit. Roll with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you. Lyrically. Flow will caress you. Bless you. Then the nigga come to your rescue. Why you assume a nigga blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon. Hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Hey, Split, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
Cars in the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody's red love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Yo, yo, live nigga shit. Know what I mean? That represent why we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all niggas don't be coming through full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. Hold my niggas while I'm ringing the siren.
Flip mode.
We grew with niggas from my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. OD when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Rockin' swimming and my people run through your town, holding it down, taking the wild nigga, give me my crown. Hey, all my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shot, that's what I be all about. Turning you out, making all of you niggas fall out. Y'all niggas had enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Hey, Split, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars in the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Yeah, man. You hear that boss for boss, man. Give me some more and all that. You feel me? You know what I mean? I got Lil Mama with me in the building. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
Hey,
you feel
hey.
What I'm saying? Building bricks up, standing sticks up. But check this out, Lil Mama. We got a caller in queue. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take on some callers. And maybe they might have some questions for us both. You know what I'm saying? Caller, what are you in queue? Who are you and where you calling from, damn it?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Uh-oh, it's Jerry Petito, the next top mom. What's happening, Jerry? What you got cooking tonight? You know what I'm saying? Do I need to take some out the freezer?
Yeah, I do. You know, I'm going to read a poem for you. You mentioned the word balance, that you like to balance things in your life. I'm going to read my poem called Balance.
Like on a skateboard. Let's get it.
Okay.
Excuse.
All right, here we go. Life is made of choices. We all must pick and choose. We need to be real careful when breaking all the rules. I'm not saying be boring or never to have fun, but try to keep a balance with things that you have done. Sometimes too much of anything may hurt you in the end. Too much food or sex or cash could cost you a good friend. So maintain a balance in all you do. Your sanity is up to you. For you to be healthy, it's not just your food. Your thoughts should be stable to control your good mood. Your home should be clean so you don't get sick from harmful bacteria that sucks like a tick. Even the people with time you do spend, choose your friends wisely or you will lose in the end. My choices I make from when I was young have surely changed, and my thoughts have now swung. If you're looking to find what the key to life should be, it's all up to you, friend, because you own the key. That's for you, baby. Yo,
with a key. And they better not be sissies out here. You know what I'm saying? You heard that from Jerry, spitting bars from Jersey, y'all. You heard, you know what I'm saying? Tri-state area in the building, you know what I'm saying? Pass the potato salad, damn it. You see what I'm saying? You feel me?
So
yes, that was a lovely, lovely poem, you know what I'm saying? You know, and why I got you on here, Jay, you know what I'm saying? You got any questions for my lovely guests on here? You know what I mean? She's very, very, very talented as far as the developments in the women out here, you know what I'm saying? What would you have to say as an older woman and as a life coach and everything? You know, what you got to spill and what would you have as far as what you've experienced and what could be a good note of what y'all should be saying, advice for a young woman such as my guest here?
Well, I'm sure there's nothing I can say that she doesn't already know. She sounds beautiful, and I just want to say I love what you're doing, girl. Keep on keeping on, because people need you, especially women. And what I teach everyone is, yes, the truth. I'm, you know, even I could tell just by listening to, you know, your voice, your beautiful voice. What the advice that I give everyone is KYW, know your worth, because that's where it starts.
Amen.
And, you know, God is so good. And God, listen, we got to put our faith in God, because without God, I wouldn't be here. And,
amen.
You know, once they realize that they're important and that they're loved and they're beautiful and they're worth it, anything can change.
Oh, man, that's heavy right there. That's heavy right there. I got a question for you both here. And this question, maybe one of you can answer this. So I'll take answers from both of you. You know what I'm saying? What are some of the methods used to develop patience and or to curb anxieties? You know what I mean? What are some of the methods that's used that could be useful for other people, you know, in seek of these methods in order to curb their anxieties or develop more patience with whatever the calamities or misfortunes that they may be experiencing in life?
Great question, actually. And I got a three-part answer. One,
let's get it.
Know what you want. So first, you got to understand what it is that you're wanting or what it is that you're trying to strive for. Then two, you do as much, do all you can do. Everything that you know you can do, you do that. And then three is like, you leave it up to let it be whatever it's going to be. Understand that all you can control is your actions towards the thing. Everything else, it has to just manifest on its own. So, again, the patience comes in just by the understanding that you can only control you and the effort that you put into a thing. But then you have to allow it to manifest and grow.
That was beautifully said. So I'm sure I'm a lot older than you, so I'm going to share with you my thoughts on his question. You know, when I was younger, I was not the same person I am today. And this is what I would tell people. People rely too much on what other people think about them, and it's none of our business what anyone thinks of us, except our kids, our family members, our loved ones. Then it is our business, you know. We want to make it right if they think something bad because of our actions. But what you said is perfectly right. We can't control anyone else's actions. We can only control how we react, and it's none of our business what they think of us. So you have to take a deep breath, and you have to think about what their motive was, because sometimes their motive is really not bad, but the way it came out might be, but they didn't even realize that. So I've had to learn that as well. You know, I always think, okay, well, what are their motives? You know, where did this come from? And that helps me tremendously have patience with a lot of things that are going on.
Oh, wow. Absolutely, that's heavy. You know what I'm saying? And I hope people listening caught that. You know what I'm saying? And then if they didn't catch it, they better catch it on the playback. You see what I'm saying? Because this is vital information for us all. You know what I mean? Jay, you always come with the jewelry. You know what I'm saying? You know, I always appreciate these heavy jewels that you drop on the people. You know what I'm saying? And we love your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Jay, before you go, let us know what you got cooking up and coming next. You know what I mean? Real quick.
Okay, so I actually was more worried wanting to do the poem than even thinking about this. Okay, so my next show, I believe, is this. I think, wait, here we go. Okay, my next show is February 8th. And no, I'm lying, guys. I wasn't prepared. I was so
stop lying to us, Jerry. You got
to
tell the truth out here, Daddy.
Okay,
let's get the truth out.
I got it. It's February 7th. And my guest co-host is Justin Drummer. And my guest is Jesse Kramer. He's a rock musician. He's awesome. Got it, guys? February 7th, baby.
We got that. Thanks, Jay, for stopping by. You know what
love
I'm saying?
You.
That was Jay Patino, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The next time my mom out here, you hear me? You heard that, y'all. But I'm back. You know what I'm saying? We back. You know what I'm saying? And I got my guests on. And, you know, we want to kind of get to the bottom of these things to kind of balance out this patience, you know, to where as though we got to level out these anxieties, know where they are so that we can practice more patience out here. You know what I mean? And, you know, note to self and everyone else, you know what I'm saying? We need to learn the instructions on how to live, you know what I'm saying, and stop freestyling, you know what I'm saying? You know, verily, everything created has instructions. I don't care if it's an ironing board, a toaster, you know what I'm saying, a microwave, whatever it is. It come in a box and it got a white piece of paper in it or a white folded up booklet. That's the instructions, you know what I'm saying? Now, whatever color booklet you think we supposed to have, whatever, it don't matter what color it is, it's still instructions for us, you know what I'm saying? So what you think, little mama, what you think as far as following instructions? Because here's the thing where we got to go into. These patients, practicing these patiences, you know what I mean? This is the borderline of falling into how much gratitude we have out here, you know what I'm saying? And as far as gratitude is concerned, what you got going on, you know what I mean? Give us a little light exactly what exactly it is you do and how much gratitude you have for it, and how much patience it actually requires for you to do what you do such well as you do it. Let's hear this.
So the gratitude is, that is the everything. It's the only reason I even choose to do what I do, because I have gratitude and I want to give back and I want to try to express like the amount of love that I feel. That I am blessed with just on a daily by even just being able to wake up every day. What I am doing is I am trying to create a system, or let's say economic infrastructure for African-American people, specifically targeting women and trying to, I guess, be the filler of their cup, pour back into women that I aspire to be like, women who are coming up after me, young ladies, and aspiring to be like me, or even women who are just going through some of the similar life experiences as myself. So figuring out how to pour back into those women so that they can pour into others. And I am doing this through health and wellness. So, again, a lot of what you're saying about the patience and the gratitude, for me, that's just hand-in-hand everyday life. So using, you know, wellness, mindfulness, meditation, eating right, and developing your own individuality while still understanding the collective that you were a part of. So
wow.
The patience, though, is that it's not – so So, again, I still have to, you know, factor in my livelihood and, you know, just my well-being. But
okay.
What I'm learning is that it's a process.
Definitely,
so
it's a process.
Tons of patience.
So yeah, there you have it, and this is how we're gonna do it. And hopefully tonight, some of us will have a little bit more mustard seed of patience. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. You know what I mean? We dropping it on them, and but we're gonna take the track. You know what I'm saying? By internet, international internet, Radio Hall of Fame, DJ Oladski, the legend. Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9153. 3-3. You dig what I'm saying? You heard that music. That's the, man, there's some badass kids in the background when that music, when that type junk. Somebody, your main dad was getting splashed with some grits. You mean when that music was out here? You dig what I'm saying? You heard that. But check this out, right? We got caller two in queue. Caller two, who are you and where you calling from? You know what I'm saying? Don't be talking shit to me.
Y'all ain't nobody but Mr. Buffett in the building, baby. You know what I'm saying. I'm out on the road. I'm working. I just had to stop through to say hello. And y'all know my show, The Boston Chronicles, is the first Tuesday of every month. And I just want to shout out to the sister who's on the mic. You are so on point. You know, like I said, patience is a form of, you can say patience is a form of balance in itself. You know, you have to have some type of balance in order to have some patience. Otherwise, you're going to be going zigzag and have all kind of wrecks, and then you'll wonder what the hell happened, you know? And that's all I got to say. It's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicle, first Tuesday of every month. So y'all come through and check it out.
You heard that, y'all. That was Mr. Boston with his crazy ass. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? You better watch the grandmothers out here. They make them feel young again. You know what I'm saying? If they got sexy depends on, you better get them a few new packs. You know, them sexy black ones. I've seen them in Walmart. You know what I mean? They black depends for the sexy women. You know what I mean? So that's Uncle Mr. Boston. You know what I'm saying? He'll start spitting them bars. You know what I'm saying? The next thing you know, you might have some new grandchildren floating around. Who knows, you know what I'm saying, with this band here. You know what I mean? But check this out. We got caller three in queue. You know what I mean? Caller three. Who are you and where are you calling from?
You're crazy. What's going on, Clap One? This is Terry Strength.
Oh, Terry Strength, what's happening with you, brother? How you doing, brother?
Hold on, doctor.
Oh, man, listen, I'm having a wonderful night tonight, man. You see what I'm saying? You already know. You know better than me, don't you? Huh? You had to duck a few platters yourself, huh?
Hey,
you can tell us.
That's a topic for another day. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to let it chill.
Anyway, I'm enjoying the show. Your guest is outstanding. She is absolutely right about the power of being in a space of gratitude. When you're in that space of being thankful for what you have, you create a positive energy force field around you that helps to transform everyone around you and impact situations, circumstances, things like that. So it is definitely a place to be, a place to try to work on and to increase in your life. That's the power, that's an example of the power of gratitude. It's being thankful for where you are. It raises your energy. But just my two comments on that. Great guest. Are you sitting down? I got some more news for you, brother.
Oh, man, hold on. Wait, let me see. Hold on. Let me pull my Magneto helmet down so I could be sitting down like Charles Xavier. Hold on. I'm Charles Xavier right now. All right, let's go.
All right. So I want to congratulate you, WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Class of 2022, Clever One, on your ninth consecutive WBNN All-Time Connection record as a new host, first all-time in category with the historic Darling Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. Well deserved,
oh,
brother.
Man.
You definitely had me cracking up, that's for sure. I ain't going to lie.
Yo, check this out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a picture with the Olympics picture. Shep, I'm going to be all three people, you know what I'm saying, holding the trophy up in the air. You hear what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
I'm going to be all three of them with my fists up in the air, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you need three hands to hold the cheesesteaks out here. So I'm going to have three trophies up in the air, you feel me, with my Olympic suit on. Because, you know, I'm like Mike Tyson in 86 under my clothes right now. You dig what I'm saying? They better watch out.
You
know what I mean?
I got what you say.
Yo, So check it, yo, this is heavy, man. Terror Strip, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You heard that. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, hold on. Tell us when you're going to be on again. What's this?
Yes, I'm going to be on. It looks like I'm going to be on Valentine's Day, February 14th, believe it or
Come
not.
Come on, man. Now you hear this, y'all. We're going to have the Terror Strip on Valentine's Day for all your big-ass head Cupid niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? You heard me. I said it. You know what I mean? Y'all was gremlins on other night, but that night y'all going to be running around like Cupids with your arrows. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Looking for smut moms.
Exactly.
They going to be looking for smut moms at Walmart, bending over with their Pilates tights on, looking for stuff on sale in the bathroom aisles. You know,
right,
so we already know what's going to be happening, you know what I mean? But, yo, thanks for stopping by, man, you know what I'm saying? Always glad to hear your voice, you know what I'm saying? Wonderful support, you know what I'm saying? That was Terry Strength, y'all. Check him out on Valentine's Day, you know what I mean? Yo, I think we might have another caller in queue. Caller 4, you're in queue. Who are you? Don't be strange. Talk to Mike. Who is this?
I am not. Well, I am strange, but I am Ava Holly, and I am also from New Jersey, and I love your show. You are so funny, and you do it so naturally and beautifully. Clev One, just love you. And your guest, like Terris said, very smooth, very calm. I don't know how long she's doing what she's doing, yet she's doing it well. And I can relate to so many things that she said. I also want to give out a shout out to my good friend Jerry Petito, because I loved her poem tonight. And she always has great poems, and you can tell that they come right from the heart. So wanted to talk a couple things to you. You asked about methods that we use, and I want to share a couple of them with you. I also want to say that I am so grateful every day. I'm in gratitude every day. And when people see that, hopefully that's contagious and it'll catch on to the people that don't see it. So I want to offer up gratitude for those who don't really see it right now. So I have so much on my plate right now, and it's taking a ton of patience for me to just deal with it and stay calm and try to recover. And I didn't always have that patience. You know, I think it comes with a learning. But one of the things that I did early on when I was first learning about meditation and stuff, and people ask me all the time, you know, I don't know how to get started. I don't know how to do it. And there's always classes and things. But if you're home by yourself, one of the things you can do is turn on your shower, whether you're next to it, whether you're sitting on your bed, lean on the wall, or even sitting on the toilet, whatever. But turn on your shower, and just for 3 or 5 minutes.
What the hell? You can put this on a toilet, man. What the hell? They better have some damn Scotty roll, 1,000 sheets. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Close your eyes, turn on the shower, and just listen to the water. And that is so calming and soothing. Another thing that's really cool, and I love music. Music is a big part of my life. And I love music. I love the singing bowls. If you don't know what that is, look it up, because it's amazing to watch live. But you could just look up the singing bowls, and there's like a 5 or 6 minute video where it's just the, you know, you put these water around these rims. I don't even know if you always use water. It might just be your finger and the way the bowls are made. And they make these beautiful, haunting sounds. And that's really good to relax also. Now, my husband is stress epitome, and he's dealing with everything now while I'm recovering from surgery. So it's crazy because he doesn't do the shower thing. He doesn't do the singing bowls. So I got him a dog. And that dog, I'm telling you, no matter what the situation is, all he has to do is look at that dog, and that stress just melts away. It's freaking amazing how pet therapy is. I mean, the dog loves me, but she knows that she's daddy's little girl.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
Anyway, just wanted to share those thoughts with you. Clever One, I love you. I love your show. I love your guest. And just wanted to check in and, you know, show my support for you.
Oh, man. That's thank you, Ava. You know what I'm saying? That's Ava, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You heard that. These are divas in the building here talking this stuff and putting this on here. You understand that? And now these pets, she talking about the pet therapy. I don't know how much pet therapy I can do. I'm not sure if I want to massage my hand on picking up shit in the shit bag. I don't know what kind of therapy that might be. But, you know, I'm just trying to tell you. And then, you know, as far as the pets that I know, they'll bite your whole goddamn body off. You know what I'm saying? You try to take pictures of them while they try to take a nap. You see what I'm saying? You make too much noise. You take the trash out. They might jump up and bite your ass. We the owners. You know what I'm saying? But that was Ava Holly, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that was Ava. Can you tell us when you're going to be on real quick?
Yeah, I'll be on the day right after Terrace. So after the Lovebird Day on February 15th. And we are going to do some great things. Ava's Casual Chat right here on the WBNN 930 Eastern Time. And thank you so much, Clever. It's great to hear you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Ava Holly. That was Ava Holly, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And back. We're back to this great subject because we want patience and gratitude. And like I said, you know what I mean? Don't set yourself up for disappointments. You know, these things allow a person to carry out speeches and actions. You know what I'm saying? Fueled by impatience. And in this, we should, you know, seek the light of gratitude. Yes, gratefulness, gratitude, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? And when one is grateful, he or she understands that whatever happens to them, you know what I mean, in the place of their misfortune is from their Lord, first of all. You know what I'm saying? It's decreed for you. You know what I mean? When he wants good for you or when a believer, you know, he know you got faith or whatever, he will test you with some calamities. You know what I'm saying? He will test you with calamities. He'll test you with your health, your wealth, you know what I'm saying, your family, you know what I'm saying, with whatever, people around you, you know what I mean? You know, in understanding of all this, you know what I'm saying, one should be thankful for what has already been given or what has already been allowed for them to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, we forget about the mercy and bounties, you know what I mean, but yet complain about what hasn't happened that we would be pleased with or being displeased with something that hasn't happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're going to get deep at, you know what I mean, with that. You know what I'm saying? Little Mama, you still in the building? You know what I'm saying? Help me out on
yes,
that.
Yes, I am.
Help me. Just help me out on that one, you know what I'm saying? You know, as far as this gratitude and gratefulness, you know what I'm saying? Again, you know, we forget about the mercy and the bounties, and yet we complain about what hasn't happened for us that we may be pleased with, or we be displeased with things or something that hasn't happened. What you got to say about that?
So first, thanks to everyone who just said, you know, kind words and great things about me. But so back to, so in order to talk about the gratitude, let me mention the patience again, or the impatience. So we have to keep in mind that when we are wanting to work on something specifically, something specific as patience, right? If I'm going to say, you know, this year I'm working on my patience, or God, please give me patience, what that means I'm asking for is a whole bunch of mess and a whole lot of hell to come my way, because I have to be challenged in order to grow, right? And so going back to the gratitude and the gratefulness, it's something as small as saying, okay, like, thank you for allowing me to keep my sanity throughout this process, right? And like one of the other call-ins said, it's like that energy is then what propels you for the next phase. And so you have to, the only way to stay grounded is if you stay grateful, for me, to my opinion. Mm. If you want to stay grounded, stay grateful. Be grateful for the littlest of things, because then that will help give you clarity for the bigger picture.
Yeah, I would think so, because check this out. If you get your ass beat, be thankful that they didn't shoot your ass.
Or, yeah, I was going to say, seriously, be grateful that you didn't die.
Or,
like, be grateful that you still have your limbs. Find
you see what I'm saying? Or if your gas get cut off, be thankful that they ain't burn your damn house down out there. Like, you know, Osage Avenue.
Listen, be grateful that you had gas to be cut off. Because there are still people that don't have those things. And for some of us, there was a time where all we wanted was even to have a bill in our name or something like that, that can even be cut off. So it's like, understand where you are in your process and never forget where you came from. And again, that will put gratitude right back in front of you.
Holy shit, y'all. You hear this shit? Yo, check this out. Hold that thought low, mama, because this is getting too damn heavy here. We might have to take a... What the... Yo, track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legendary DJ Olad Ski.
Yeah. Bust around now. Flip mode now. Check it. Did we in 2003 already? Catch up to us. Yeah. Yeah, huh? Your motherfucking case closed. Shit blow your speaker, keep turning your bass low. Spaz out because I motherfucking stay so. Before I blow this bitch like we down in Waco. Thinking cock diesel, that's the way we roll. Big truck shit, even my bitch whipping the rainbow. We bout to skyrocket and away we go. The way the bitches looking, love the way we blow. Check it, we light shit up like Broadway, yo. The crackhead rappers better just say no. Before I turn super, then back the heat slow. Playing wait for niggas in the back street, yo. Weak flow, take your shit like I'm coming to repo. I create a crowd scene and stack a bunch of people. We bustin' through the door and shooting through your peephole. A shoot that never misses like shooting a free throw. All you niggas ready to go and
call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out.
To remove your organ. H2O riding around in St. Albans. Notorious from New York to New Orleans. House come with the lake swimming with dolphins. 50 keys with large proportions. Caught a few niggas on money extortion. Nigga snitch, FBI is talking. Call Johnny Coppin', yo, this nigga was walking. Shit, we got to close down the club. Me, my cousin Buzz, we like Crockett and Tubbs. Pushing Lambos, big chains and dubs. League in flip mode, security with snub. Up at club levels, 100 G's enough. And if them ducks rolling, Buzz, I'm beating it up. The streets ain't safe, so we heating it up. The party's on smash, now we tweaking it up. The bitches want their dick, so they eating it up.
Now all you bitches better go and call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. And put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance.
Flip mode, we a heavy conjunction. We shut it down in every function. Beat you in your head until your brain malfunction. Your boss call the label, tell them we in production. Pinky ring status, so it's no discussion. Stop talking shit, niggas dodging and ducking. I'm cream cheese with the English muffin. I still got respect in the Flatbush Junction. Hey,
it's like we shaking down a dude. We like a pack of dogs that come to take a nigga food. My niggas flip quicker than a fucking interlude. I beat niggas, had they blood dripping through a tube. Peace, bitch, I'm only here to change the fucking mood. And freeze you niggas money like a nigga getting sued. And leave you in the trunk watching your body getting viewed. Don't get it fucked up or even misconstrued. All you niggas better go and
call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. And put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance.
somebody better be patient, you know what I'm saying, before they crash their damn vehicle, all this maniac shit going on tonight. You know what I'm saying? But they better dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation if you got something to say, you know what I mean? Because, you know, check this out. She's selling crack is being impatient. You see what I'm saying? Or dancing that night on Broadway is being impatient. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? Well, check this out. We got caller 5 in queue. Caller 5, who are you and who you calling from? Where you calling from? You know what I'm saying? Who are you, damn it?
Good evening, clever one. This is Genesis Amaris Kemp, a fellow host on WBNN. I run the show Gems with Genesis, and I'm just tuning in to show some support, loving the content regarding gratitude and patience, because it definitely does take a lot of patience given the times that we're living in, as well as just having gratitude. And I like to say, 6 feet above the ground is better than 6 feet in the ground. So that's one thing that I remind myself on whenever I feel like I'm going through life's challenges, because someone somewhere did not wake up to see today. So by just having an attitude of gratitude is just amazing. And just now that I'm a mom, I see things differently from a different lens and perspective, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, man. Thanks, Genesis, for stopping by. And, you know, people, you have to understand, this woman here, you know what I'm saying, she's part of the Diva Squad as well. You know what I mean? Dropping jewelry on us, you know what I'm saying? Dropping jewelry. While I got you on here, Genesis, you know what I'm saying, I got a question for you real quick, you know what I mean, because I know you got something heavy for me, you know what I mean? What are some of the methods that you use to develop patience and or to curb anxieties, if any, you know what I'm saying? And what could you possibly pass off, you know, as some advice to you know, some of these people or some of these women, you know what I'm saying, or any of us, you know what I mean, that can practice a little bit more patience and need to curb a little bit of anxieties out here. What you got for us? What you got for us, Sugar Dip?
Well, the first thing is prayer. So a lot of prayer, whether I am doing it, like whether I'm in the shower or in the car, because I live in Texas, Houston specifically, and these drivers out here are just crazy as hell. So just a lot of prayer so I don't have any road rage or go back to Genesis BC before Christ. Some other things that help me, especially being a mom and being a married woman, is just taking the step back. So I have my R method that I'd share with some of my clients, which is refuel, refocus, and realign, because you have to refuel yourself to fill your cup up so you could be whole and complete for yourself and those that need you. Refocus on what it is that you want to do in life and how is that going to be beneficial for yourself and those in your life, whether it's your close circle or those who are in community with you, whether they're your clients, your associates, your friends, or whoever the case may be. And then realign. And whenever you think about realigning, I like to look at it on a holistic level, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So my 3R methods, or R cubed, is refuel, refocus, and realign. And that's what helps me be my whole and complete self to get me in the mode of really being patient, evaluating where I am, where I'm trying to go, and I have to model it if I want, you know, those who link up with me for my other services to see benefits. And it's not always easy, and like I tell people, I'm a human being just like you are, but if I'm not walking it like I'm talking it, that means that I'm out here, you know, being a hypocrite. And there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days, but the most important thing is, how do you find your center? How do you come back to that center so you can live your life accordingly and be a model image? And I hold myself up to another standard now, because whenever I say something, it's, I want to model it for my daughter, because she's going to be looking at, okay, what is mommy doing? Is mommy telling me not to do something, but she turns around and does the same exact thing she told me not to do? And she's 6 months, but, you know, you start early with children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You got to start to, they pay attention real early in life. If they're paying attention to things that you don't even know, they're paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, and you're very absolutely correct on these things. You know what I'm saying? That was very heavy and paramount coming from you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I appreciate you for stopping by and dropping this jewelry on us. You know what I'm saying? That's Genesis, y'all. You know what I mean? Tell us when you're going to be on next.
I will be back on the air from maternity leave on February 13th, so it's Monday, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. So get at me, y'all, and come on and swing on by.
Yo, you heard that, the 13th, February, you know what I'm saying? This is hot month, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a short one, but it's going to be a hot one. You feel what I'm saying? You dig it? Like calamari. So check this out. Yes, we're back. You know what I mean? That was Tamaris. Y'all, Kemp, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Genesis, you know what I mean? Lovely, 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 lovely young woman, you know what I'm saying? You know, congratulations to her, you know what I'm saying, on, you know, her lovely child, in which we just were speaking about, you know what I'm saying? You know, welcome to motherhood, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, but we've been back on here, this subject here, and I wanted to say this, you know what I mean? Little mama, we got patience here, and I want to ask you this, little mama. The difference between the patience levels, the difference between missing a loved one and bearing or enduring severe cold weather while being locked out the house or something, you know, or on the side of the road. Like, these two different levels of patience, could you kind of elaborate on the two? I'll give it to you again. The difference between missing a loved one and, you know, waiting on their return, you know, being patient with that, and or bearing or enduring the severe cold weather while being locked out of where it's warm. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's take a look at the different levels of these things. And how would you, you know, what could you say about both of these things or whatever is in between?
So in the different scenarios, I'm guessing it would be like a different test of your will. So with the waiting for the loved one, again, that's something that's just outside of your control. So you're dependent upon whenever they return. And then I guess for something as far as you like outside in the cold, again, it just depends on the variables. Are you allowed to let yourself in, or are you stuck outside in those conditions? And again,
yes, you're stuck.
Depending on, huh?
Yes, you're stranded on the side of the road and it's freezing. Or you're stuck and you left your keys in the house, came outside and warmed the car up, and you locked the door behind yourself. Now you got to wait for somebody to get off work or something.
Yeah, so it was a test of your will. And then it's like, well, can you refocus? Like, can you take your mind off of the cold to try to come up with a solution?
So this aspect
of the patience is just a different test of your will.
I see. Because here's the thing. In both cases, these are out of your control. However, there is a different level of patience that has to be set and put in place based on the fact of the patience of enduring severe cold weather or pain or some type of discomfort physically, you know what I mean, opposed to something in which that
–
right. You know, one is a physical measurement and one is an emotional, mental measurement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would think so. But like, you know, these are the things that we need to take a look at in certain cases of practicing patience or if things that we have anxiety about, you know what I'm saying, where Is it worth having anxiety to about something in which we have no control over? This is the number one question for us all.
So I guess the key goes back to understanding, like, what do we really have control over, and understanding that it's not a lot.
Absolutely.
So where does your faith come in at? And like, what is your faith?
Do you have it? And hold that thought, because that's number one on the button right there. Hold on, brother. Oh, you're going to have to warm us up real quick. We just hit the hot button. Damn it. Track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legendary DJ O-Lad Ski. Yeah.
Rhymes galore, rhymes galore, rhymes galore, rhymes galore, rhymes galore, rhymes galore, rhymes galore. For the motherfuckers out there on some real hip-hop shit. Yo, yo, yo. Mayday, 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 mayday. Walk barefoot on niggas like Kunta Kinte. What is you doing? You walking this way? I burn you like I'm smoking a chalice with Elvis Sensei. He's out in fashion like Marvin Cannon. Yes, I keep it slamming. Shit just be banging just like a loose cannon. Wow. You better park, niggas. I spark, niggas like shark, niggas. I stay up ripping shit apart. Niggas float over water like Noah's Ark. Niggas cover your face and don't get caught up in the scene when it get dark, niggas. Excuse me, missus. Sure to hit you with the fitness. Give you niggas the sickest. Jumping Jehovah Witness. Beaming in on niggas. Plotting and scheming and steady dreaming on how they gon' do they double teaming. Fuck the bullshit. My nigga, it be best shit on my day before you get secret indicted. Make me slap a nigga lopsided. Hold up, son. Listen, it be so beautiful when we catch you like a nigga sold us too much pharmaceutical.
Don't get it great.
When Busta rounds me up in the place. Those who don't like it, go get the dick. I give you a taste. Hey, yo, you need to just focus on my earth trembling rhymes that got me filling in by the million. Fuck your opinion. Dominating like King Dominion. Leaning on niggas like we on motorcycles. Papa Willian. Hey, yo. Number one Roman numeral. Completing the executional shit as usual. I ain't scared of ya. Taking all of your paraphernalia. That's my word on Mrs. Mahalia. I hope you know your best bet is to get the fuck out of my area before I rip you from out your interior. I hope you know you got to keep a corny nigga smothered. Grab the scat up the cupboard. You never know when shit is safe. So keep your face covered. Well, I've been fortunate. A lot of niggas be looking for alternates. Still just lose their life. It's so unfortunate. Trailblazing me since my mother started raising me. Hit you with some powerful shit that sometimes amazes me. I create junkies just like 12 monkeys. Spread it right throughout your block. Catching suspects who thinking they so lucky. Loud and clear for those who cannot properly hear. Frequency so loud. Shatter. Couple up here in your chandelier. Now when I'm in the place, give me my space. Nothing left for me to do. My niggas blew up the place. What the fuck? I got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. I got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. My flip phone niggas got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Most of mine got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Hey, yo, yo. We got rhymes galore. Yo, we got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. We get my frog got rhymes galore.
Man. Rhymes galore, rhymes galore. God, rhymes galore, rhymes galore, rhymes galore. You know what I'm saying, damn it? You feel me? Don't play with me out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Listen, yo, when that album came out, you know what I'm saying, I drowned a whole six-pack of 40s of private stock listening to that shit. You see what I'm saying? Drunk driving down Erie Avenue, damn it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was doing. So what? I said, so what? I was being impatient, I guess, and didn't have no damn gratitude. I guess that's what the hell was happening there. But check it out, though. I got caller six in queue. Caller six, who are you? Are you the 76ers? Or are you? Who are you?
Hey, peace. What's up, nephew?
Holy smackers, Uncle Holy. Damn it. Is somebody in trouble? The Ebony Elvis out here, y'all. What the hell? What's up, bro?
Hey, that's my new theme song. Call the ambulance and come and pick up your people. I love that. Look,
this man is out of control.
Show, honestly, between this show, the Sound Therapeutic Selections, the Hall of Fame legend, Honeybee's playing, along with your special honored guest, man, y'all are taking me back when I used to walk the streets of Nam. I'm definitely going to walk the streets of Nam on my next show. Before I answer your question, let me do the plug right quick, and then I'm going to answer your question right quick. My next show, February 9th, I'll be speaking about a rude awakening. Sleep time is over. Inspired by recent events and a gunshot to the head. Okay? Now, the only thing that exists, that really exists, is divine law. And divine law has put to form long before man made religion, right? When they took control of it, right? And these evil invaders who invaded our beautiful planet, they have been using man and mankind's law to their advantage and to the original people and put it to our disadvantage. That's why we have yet to get the type of justice that we have been fighting and dancing and singing and marching and all kind of things like that for such a long time. Now, when it comes to law, right, the last attribute is El Saboru, the patient one. El Saboru, the patient one, right? This is Saboru why many of the prophets and this is why many of the prophets fell, like Moshe, Moses, Musa, fell the school of patience. Something I had to learn even, you know, when I had to be, you know, for my second resurrection, I had to learn patience, especially when it came to warfare. So thank you so much, special honored guest, bringing that feminine energy. Thank you, Claire, for doing what you do. I mean, you do what you do so naturally. It's definitely an element of surprise and just with such clarity, man. Thank you for everything that you are and everything that you bring into our great company of WBNN. And on that note, I'm going to get out of the way and listen to the rest of the show. Love you now.
Oh man, thanks, Unc, man. Check this out, man. That was heavy. You heard him, man. He said that, man. You got to, from as supporter. As supporter means, you know what I'm saying, patient. You know what I mean? We practice sabr, meaning that we practice patience, y'all. Waspiru, inna al-ma'asabirin. Inna al-ma'asabirin. Verily, what this says is, and be patient. Verily, God is with those who practice patience. You know what I'm saying? It's basically what the man was saying, man. That was Uncle Hootie, y'all. You know what I mean? Caller 7. We got caller 7 in queue. Who are you, damn it, and you better be patient about it.
Hello, Clev. How are you? This is Tiana Speaks.
Uh-oh. It's Tiana Speaks, hello? Y'all. It's Baby Bop, y'all.
Yeah. How are you? I'm not feeling good. I just wanted to call in and support you.
Oh, man.
You have a wonderful show. Yeah, you have a wonderful show. Your guest is absolutely amazing, you know. I wanted to just say something quick about patience. In my life, you know, I've been blessed so much because I learned to be patient with certain things. You know, I would say I don't have a lot of patience a lot of times when it comes to driving and other drivers, but I had to teach myself that, like, let's say, for instance, another driver is in front of me going slow. That's God. That could be God's way of preventing me from getting in an accident. You know, I've seen a video literally where a truck moved out of the way in the right lane, and that car right in front of it within a second got hit and flipped over. You know, so I try to keep that in mind when I get aggravated, you know, with certain drivers. But I have, you know, been blessed a lot of areas of my life when it comes to being patient. And then I had to look at other people coming into my life, you know. I had to look at other people coming into my life. Were they patient with you? Do they value you, you know, as a person? You know, it's very important that you keep your circle has patience with you in all different aspects of life, because that means that they value you, you know. As far as gratitude, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of things in life, you know. I don't know if you know, but I used to be in a wheelchair in 2006, and I walked with a cane for 3 years, and I was very patient, you know, to the point where if you see me now, you'd never know this, but I was patient with myself, you know, and getting out of that situation. I wasn't frustrated, you know, so a lot of things can come to you when you're patient, and I think we need to understand that God's plan is not, you know, our plan, so we may want something at right then and think in our mind, this is going to happen, but that may not, like, God's way is not our way, you know. I just wanted to say that, and, I wanted to know, both of you, before I ask you the question, I'm going to say, I come on tomorrow. I'm the host of The Power of Thoughts. I will be talking about invisible illnesses and relationships, you know. I wanted to ask both of you, What is the time in your life that you've been patient and you've been rewarded? That's what I wanted to know.
Go ahead, little mama. You go first.
What was the time of my life where I have to say, just all the time, I feel like I am a walking testimony, I want to say. These last past couple years has been challenging. I moved back from Georgia to Philadelphia, and so when I came back, I didn't have anything, no clothes, no money. Came back, me and my daughter, and I humbled myself. I started working for my sister. It's like a shampoo girl assistant. And again, just being patient and not frustrated or anything. When I tell you, I've just been introduced to so many people who have honestly changed my life for the better. And again, I wouldn't have run into these situations, circumstances, or people had I not been patient. Had I tried to do things my way, you know, rushing to get a job, to try to get the money and whoopie whoop. If I would have did it that way, I wouldn't have learned as much as I have learned throughout these last couple of years. My network wouldn't have grown. And the plans that I've now developed for myself, it would be non-existent.
Well, your energy is amazing, and I wish you the best of luck in everything that you do. That's all.
Oh, thank
and,
you. Same to you.
Yeah, your energy is amazing. I can feel it, you know. So, Clive, you're a great guest.
Well, check this out. I'm going to answer you real quick. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. You know what I mean? I'm going to answer you real quick. So what I'm going to tell you is, you know, what Clef One had to be patient with a lot of different things, you know what I mean? You know, I've had guns to the face, you know what I mean, knives to the throat and blow torches to the balls in a lot of different situations. I've been in shark tanks, all types chained up, you mean? You know, I came home from jail one time, lost my house and everything in it, you know what I mean? Clef One came home. The zero homes, you know what I'm saying? So I had to build my joint up like Tetris. You know what I'm saying? I had to be like Tetris out here, you feel me, and build my whole situation back up. But Beverly, I was patient with these things. And, you know, I found some gratitude and virtuous living, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, I had to be brought down to a level of humility so that I can have more gratitude out here and for the things that I had going on opposed to the things that I didn't have going on. You know what I'm saying? But that's Clef One with it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just wanted to elaborate on that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, little mama, any final thoughts, you know what I'm saying, before we go into this Ngozi time, you know what I mean, as far as what you want to close out on for the people?
Just stay true to you. Stay prayed up. And, again, just try to work with what you got. You already have all that you need. Like he said, follow the blueprint. Try to get you some instructions and just be true to yourself and try to give back to the collective.
That's deep, y'all. And there you heard it, you know what I'm saying? There you heard it. And we gonna get down to the nitty gritty, you know what I'm saying? Brother O, can we get into some Ngozi time, brother?
Right now, couldn't find a better time or suitable.
get it and run right through it. I give witness to all of my niggas who know how to do it. Survival of the most fit for real niggas, no doubt. I get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out. I get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out. And get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out. Welcome all you motherfuckers to a global event warning.
All right, what a wonderful show tonight with that wonderful topic, patience and gratitude. Wow, I love that topic tonight, Clever One. And before I say anything else, I wanted to take a moment to congratulate you once again on your 9th WBNN All-Time Connection record, 9th consecutive. That is so very awesome. Clever One, you're doing an excellent job. And kudos to your guest tonight, Christian Acosta, a.k.a. Lil Mama. And I loved hearing you, sweetie. You were very good. And to all of our WBNN hosts that called in tonight, sharing tonight, and the questions that you posed to them, Clever One, was also excellent tonight. And I love their answers and everything tonight. And patience and gratitude is something that we all should have. And I always like to say we should all have the attitude of gratitude each and every day. Thankful for God allowing us to see another day and blessing us to be alive. And I think it was Genesis that said, you know, she'd rather be 6 feet above the ground than in the ground, 6 feet in it. So it's a blessing that we wake up. And some people don't count that as a blessing, but it is, because so many people are dying each and every day. So many people are waking up each and every day without being able to do one of the things they were able to do yesterday. Like, they wake up blind, but they went to sleep with vision. Some people went to sleep able to walk and move all around and wake up the next day paralyzed. So we have to learn how to count everything as a blessing that God allows us to do, because these are all benefits and blessings that can be taken away from us at any given time, you know, just like materialistic things. But to have our physical bodies not able to do some of the things that we were able to do the day before, that is so hard for some people. And we have to really, really count those blessings, everyone. Count them. And we all definitely go through trials and tribulations, but it's about how we go through them. Are we going to go through them with dignity? Are we going to go through them with grace? Are we going to go through them still having faith and hope? Are we going to go through them praising God if you believe in God? Are you going to go through them praying? Are you going to go through them angry and hating the world for what you're going through? We can't hate the world for what we go through. We have to realize that we all go through different things. And when things seem like they're piling all up against you, it's time to really, really look and say, wow, all of this stuff is happening right now, one thing after the next, one thing after the next. Guess what, people? When it happens like that, keep the faith and stay strong and stay prayerful and praise God, because guess what? That means that something great is about to happen in your life, okay? A blessing is on the way. So don't ever give up. But keep that patience and gratitude and never be in such a hurry because you can't hurry God. Wow. So again, Clever One, excellent show tonight and excellent music tonight, Brother O, Busta Rhymes. You know, I like Busta Rhymes. He's a cool dude, although he does use a lot of profanity in his music, but he is still one cool cat. And looking at Busta Rhymes' picture and, you know, and Clever One, y'all could be brothers, Clev, you and Busta Rhymes, and y'all both have that mouth, so y'all could actually be kin. So that's kind of funny, though, but y'all do look alike. Y'all definitely do look alike. I want to promote my show tonight as well and tell you guys when my show comes on. News Forum comes on Sunday nights, every Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. Tune in this Sunday night. We'll be talking about wrongful convictions again and talking about Caroline Turner, who is my dear friend. She's a criminal defense attorney, a civil rights attorney, and she's a malpractice attorney. And she is running for judge in the city of Philadelphia. So we're going to be talking to her and some of the people from her campaign this Sunday night. All right. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _ Time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, stay tuned for The Power of Thoughts tomorrow night by Tiana Speaks. That is, again, tomorrow night, Thursday, January the 27th. No, I'm sorry, January the 26th, tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN, where you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And you heard from Tiana Speaks tonight. Now, back to 2022 WBNN Linear New Hope Year, Clever One.
Yo, so we going to wrap this up, man. And I don't give a damn what you're waiting for. You better be patient. I don't care if you're waiting for your PID to go off or you're waiting for some damn income tax. You see what I'm saying? The conclusion is, wait your damn turn, just like everybody else. When you're in the line waiting for lunch meat, you know what I'm saying? You need a half a pound of honey turkey, you know what I'm saying, and some pepper jack, you know what I mean? You're going to wait your ass in line now, ain't you? Or when you're at Masters waiting for your big-ass cheese steak that you paid $84 for with a soda, you know what I'm saying? You're waiting for that, standing out in the middle of the street. You see what I'm saying? So, boom, know what's decreed for you. You know what I'm saying? Know that whatever befalls you is not meant for you to miss. And whatever you miss is not meant to befall upon you. Don't place the evil eye on your own success. You know what I mean? If you make dua, you're making supplications for guidance or for mercy or to be led to the truth or some salvation. You know what I mean? Sometimes the truth hurts. But, you know what I mean, too impatient to wait for your relief is being ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Where you done asked God for something and then you started complaining about it because he ain't hurry up. You see what I'm saying? You can't be doing that kind of nonsense out here. You got to be being patient. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I'm going to say to your ass tonight. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your thought little cousin had your grandmother on TikTok while a dentist was next to the dishes y'all ain't washed all week, all in the background on camera. 93,000 views on viral. Check your satellites.
Home throw bottles and blow, blowing for both zones, laying in them Tahoes. We own them projos, 3 for 10 in it. We in the lobby with the big dent in it. Don't move, cause I'm a representative. Live for the street action, die in a war. Never that blast that 3 at you. Hot in the war, we gangster Republicans with them big things. Big rings, get your head shot off, daddy. We don't believe things. News cameras, big hammers, station wagon, blue phantom. Smother the block up, y'all witness the zoo gamblers. We ain't taking no shorts, it's just the early 80s that made me. Now I sit paid.
waiting and maybe. Nothing but velours and ratchets, bags of dope under the mattress, and I crack like a slave key. Wash the squad up, I'm robed up, refuse to rock clothes, stretch my dough up, murk you on the jogger.
Can't money like back in the days, niggas like shower poppy in a bang of a drug king. Slaying niggas, steady spraying niggas till the task force is a roll up in unmarked vehicles. We will be laying niggas, stretch that coke and see you come back triple when we OT. Cut it with bacon soda, a quinine, strategize getting paper like the Chinese Jamaicans or George Chang niggas, and watch me set up a gold
mine. We got guns tucked in our waistlines with rags hanging from our back pockets. Miraculous money niggas can't stop at Sherlock Holmes Kangos. Medallion so big, attached strings, you can turn them into banjos. Phenomenal profit and drug money, scram rap of my 100 EX, golden like a 100 gram cracker. Sidewinder niggas try to infiltrate, blindside a nigga, hit you with the 8. We in the club, dumbing out, drunk in front of the airbrush. Backdrop, ones out, $5 for pictures with the guns out. Juggle for a couple days, close shop, then continue to bubble until a strip hotter than a microwave. Don't stop, travel on my spare time, I keep niggas with us to push the shit like George Jefferson hairline. No frills, niggas better go chill, for this gun go up in your nose like coke sniffing up your nose drills.
Like back in the days, niggas like shower poppy in a bang of a drug king. Slaying niggas, steady spraying niggas till the task force is a roll up in unmarked vehicles. We will be laying niggas, stretch that coke and see you come back triple when we OT. Cut it with bacon soda, a quinine, strategize getting paper like the Chinese Jamaicans or George Chang niggas, and watch me set up a gold mine.
Hey yo, salute me kid, coop me in the red blue booth, been eating Fruit Loops, it's all for the loop boo. Designated hammer that'll lay up scramblers, blant ninjas, get them all popped up and start blowing niggas magnums up. Caught me in the mix with some rich soldiers, every action is a key action. Black send 40 doges up, we huddling big plans. My big man's in them slick as the shit breaks from out of Zurich, dipped in quicks.
See, I was always good at science, in the class I was dope. I mastered the chemistry and temperature, now I'm cooking a coca. Used to sit and watch some older niggas for hours and did the knowledge to how hot and cold water quickly harden the powder. Took it, turned it into something big to my credit, but Guyanese connect shipping for South America. Money calculations total big, I sit up on it still holding old $100 bills with small faces.
Get money like back in the days, niggas like shower poppy in a bang of a drug king. Slaying niggas, steady spraying niggas till the task force is a roll up in unmarked vehicles. We will be laying niggas, stretch that coke and see you come back triple when we OT. Cut it with bacon soda, a quinine, strategize getting paper like the Chinese Jamaicans or George Chang niggas, and watch me set up a gold mine.